The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I won't send roses,
just some underwear,
or hold the door, or
a bottle opener.
I'll anatomically correct. Buy you Speedo. I won't remember
with comfort belt. It says on the box, no stress. Try to slip these on like a normal human being.
Let me take those out for a second. Let me
see.
Sorry, we're punchy. I apologize. Punchy, we've been up all night.
Thank God the cameras aren't rolling. This is a slingshot. This is what this is.
Forget my shoulder.
So I'm in Italy, and we're traveling, and we're on the bus with the beautiful, beautiful family that traveled with us. We love you. We love you, Steph. And I just happened to see Speedos, because in Europe, that's like an everyday occurrence, and they were Speedos.
These are underwear. This is not a bathing suit.
Well, you can't wear this. Is that why people were looking at me strangely?
Yeah, probably.
Look at Frank. Frank's dying, chomping to get back to news, and I'm trying to avoid it.
I think Frank knew before he came in.
Let me tell you. I'm watching President gets booed at the Nationals game. President gets booed. So I go, all right. So I see it peripherally on CNN, God forbid. So I go, well, let me check this out. Now, this is what I did. I'm in Italy. I'm in Florence. I'm looking at the beautiful structures, the churches, Il Duomo, the river, the Po River. Not the rich river, the Po River. And I'm going like, oh, my God, this is great. Then I look online on YouTube. I go on YouTube that somebody took an arbitrary shot when they put the president up. There were massive cheers. There were about 20 lobbyists, lawyers, people who just are like in the swamp of D.C. who are Nationals fans, and they started lock them up. That's the one that made that video went viral. What I saw, they cheered the president on the big screen of Melania for going to the game. He just whacked the number one terrorist in the world. I'm watching it from Italy going, yes, Mr. President, take that guy out. Huh? My goodness gracious. And they go, well, they're this and so on. Jerry, come on in. We're all fired up. Oh, do you got the gift for Jerry?
I have mine, yes.
Do you have the gift? Jerry,
I'm not giving him my Speedos that you bought me.
No. Good, boss. How are you? I think you look good because we were away. Is that right? No stress? Look, we have Jerry Crowley, living legend, and our boss. Jerry, before you say anything, please, may I? Con permesso, senor.
Cusame, who are you? Cusame, who are you?
You put us in here. You put me with Frankie Five Burrows and Albert and Debbie. You did it, Jerry. You did it. Now, and I'm going like, look what we did. When we were in Italy, we had the most beautiful people in the world. Thanks to Steve Perillo. Thanks to Frankie Volpe, another guy you brought with us from Bloomberg. Frankie V, I want to tell you.
Great guy.
But it was a love fest. We were together like we were friends to the point where, you know how you know we're friends? Because it was the last day. And no one was going, oh, God, I can't wait to get out of here. It was like this. We wouldn't leave. We were there taking pictures, hugs. I was doing personal pictures with everybody. I did a show for everybody. We were in Rome. at the Ambasciatore Palace where Frank Sinatra hung out. Excuse me, Mr. Crowley. I'm going to do a show. They mount the. We have a dinner with tables with the white linen with all the Italian waiters and all around. And I did a show for everybody. Before the show, what do you think I did? What? I did, took a picture with 110 people. Boom, boom, boom. Picture, picture, picture. They printed the pictures out. Perillo did. I signed every single one personally.
One question. I don't mean to be offensive.
Uh-oh.
How much did you get per autograph?
Yeah, no, not that. No,
come on, I know.
That's
I
a
know.
Star Trek cruise. That's a Star Trek cruise.
I want to tell you, our listeners missed you more than you can know. I got emails, phone calls. I think we had good fill-ins, but when you're not here, it's just an entirely different show.
Oh, yeah.
I'm from the bottom of my heart. I'm still wearing the 30 lashes for letting you all go. Trust
well, except me. I was here.
You were here.
Yeah, yeah. I was
except
a trooper.
For Monday. Right. Was, you know, what are you going to do?
30 lashes, though. Right.
But, Jerry, I'll tell you, I never thought when you put us in here that we would, and we go on the air, and again, you're listening, and I'm going to go inside because I love you, and you're listening, you're part of the family. It doesn't happen. Oh, AM radio's dead. No one's listening. Right, Frankie? No one's listening. And then all of a sudden, we come on, you create this, and now we sold out in hours with that Perillo tour.
Joe, you're a megastar, and what happened is the radio gave you the platform you should have had years ago to bring your career back to where it was or even better, and that's what happened. So God bless us, and thank
but,
you.
But you know, I was never here. I was never there. This is why when someone comes to me, this is I never had. I told you this before. Is what I've never had, and this is what I think radio does, because you can't fake this. You can't fake chatting on the air. People could hear it in your voice. At the end of the tour, and I don't want to embarrass anybody, more than one person came over to me, grabbed my hand, and said, I would never have come to Italy if it wasn't for you. Tears in their eyes. When I tell you the tears, thank you for getting me to the homeland. When they saw me in Avellino with my family, not a dry eye in the house, because we are all together on this. I represented every family member that came from Italy, Ireland, Poland, wherever they came from. That's what we're about. It was a beautiful thing. So,
well, it sounded great, and it sounded great.
Now,
was Frank sober for much of the trip?
No, not one day. There was a glow. Five Boroughs was glowing, I thought, because he was so happy to be with his mom. Apparently, what did you call it? What kind of glow was that?
No, they call it a rum rouge.
Rouge. Yeah. I don't think it was rum. It was vino. Well, hey, Jerry, so this is what we're... If indeed we go again, I talked to Mr. Boyce, to Phil, because Diana, his wife, is Italian, as you know. Mm-hmm. She's never been to Italy. Al, with his wife, you got... Yeah.
I'll wear my underwear that you got me.
Well, somebody has to be here to run the ship. I mean, I know that sounds strange, but no, I'll sacrifice myself again to let you go.
We'll shorten it a little bit, you know, so we'll just hit it and quit it.
I have some ideas, I do, because it was a home run, and I think you've reinvented radio again, the escorted trip with a host. Pesci, listen to me.
One day, if I had a sense of humor, I'd bring Joe Pesci in here one morning. If Joey ever got up that early in the morning,
that would
imagine if you walked by the studio with the glass.
Well, you know who McCullough had in Monday as his sidekick, don't you?
Well, who was it?
Carol Markowitz.
Yeah.
No.
What?
Carol.
Carol
Walt.
No, that was Arthur.
Arthur.
No,
I mean, I'm sorry, Arthur.
Wait, excuse me.
Arthur.
Wait a minute.
No, it was McCullough, wasn't it?
No.
McCullough had Carol Markowitz.
Oh, okay.
So wait a minute. So Carol all came in the studio?
No.
Maybe
I'm on the phone.
She was on the phone. Yeah, okay.
Right. Jerry didn't listen to the show either when you were there, as you could tell.
We were listening in Italy. We had the AM970answer.com. So when I went on the air on my bus, Frankie would turn on the app on his bus, and we were talking back and forth. It was great, you know.
The one mistake I made, among many, was when you went away, somebody argued to broadcast live from Italy.
Yeah, I was.
And I shot it down.
That was me. I came up with that idea.
And that was my mistake, because you sounded so good. The transmission quality.
It was good, right?
The transmission quality was as good
as here. For
the most
part, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the way, Joe, you held the show together, it could have been a two-hour show from Italy. It could have been.
Yeah, I think the only difficulty was when they were in the mountains. There was one point where he called. Okay. They were going up the bus ride in the
that
mountains.
That was in Tuscany.
But
far less than what we talked about.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
You know, so it's a learning curve.
Yeah. Hey,
Hey, you know what? Did you hear in Sorrento how funny that was? Yes. When I found the guy, Andrea, they stick with you, these cab drivers. Imagine in New York if you did that. The guy stuck with me, and he goes, hey, Joe.
Did he know who you were?
No, you know he did not. He did not. A lot of people did. When
they said Blues Brothers.
When I, when I walked around, they go, Piscopo. They know Piscopo. When I went to Sorrento, they knew. Down southern Italy, they know Piscopo. And then the American attore, Joe Piscopo. They do know more than you know. This guy had no clue. And he was just taking me around. Yeah. And so when I went to the, I had to get the Occhiali del Sole, the sunglasses, because I lost my Ray-Bans. And I put the phone down. Al punches up. I told this earlier. Funiculi, funicula. They start singing in the sunglasses. They start singing.
You know the name Marshall McLuhan, Dr. Marshall McLuhan?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
So I studied under him, and he predicted the global village. You're the personification of the global village where you go, right?
It was great.
10,000 miles away, and they know you, right?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Now, so
just told them he was George Clooney. They would have bought it. He's got an island there. Come on.
We could do this all over the planet. So I stand corrected, but you did a great job.
Jerry, with respect, man, I'll tell you, it was really, really, I didn't know until, and again, I have to reiterate, when we went to Prato de Serra, and then the last night we were in the lobby of the Hotel Lucchese in Firenze, and everybody didn't leave. We were all together. And now there's going to be a reunion. There's going to be an AM 970 The Answer reunion. They're going to Lorenzo's on March 27th. But we're all going to get together. I've never seen anything like it.
It's fantastic.
And Debbie, your girl Debbie.
Fantastic.
That you put us together with.
Yeah, she's great. Well, you made her.
Was she?
What are you selling the sponsorships for the reunion for? That's all I want to know. Come on.
Dollars and cents. Smart.
We want to go.
I mean, everybody. And then this is, and so I got a video from Phil Boyce saying, Joe, you have to see this. So Phil Boyce sends the video. I told you this, Jerry.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But on the air, I have to tell you. And I saw, and it was a gal named Mimi who says, I listened to Joe Piscopo. I mentioned this on the air last week. I saw Joe Piscopo, and I got the MyPillow, and I watch and I listen, and Joe's very objective in his portrayal of politics, blah, blah, blah. Then she goes, and I went on the Pirlo tour. I'm going to Italy with Joe. Get me on the plane. Cut to me on the plane. And I'm next to my buddy, Joey from Vegas, originally from Brooklyn, who knew the Brooklyn Dodgers. And this is our listenership. And I'm right there. And I'm, Joey, Joey. And so a gal next to me, I go, oh, hi. She goes, oh, Joey. I said, what's your name? She goes, Mimi. It was the girl from the video next to me.
Unbelievable.
So we flew, and she was in her glory. She's coming to the show in Rockville Center on Saturday.
Well, you are lit up.
Nah.
So I have a note in front of me that I got from Kevin McCullough.
Uh-oh.
And Kevin did a great job.
I'll tell you
he
what.
He hit it out of the park. So I complimented him. He wrote me a note, and he said, in case Joe comes back. It doesn't
you know better
come
than
back.
To compliment Kevin.
No.
Where do you think that was going to
come on, Frank. Even you can give him a compliment.
I don't know.
Please, come on. So he said, in case Joe doesn't come back, he likes Italy so much, maybe he found whatever.
Apollonia?
I'd be willing to do the morning and the afternoon. So I can tear up
very nice.
The request to do the morning, right?
Right,
the
we're here.
Back. All right,
we're
Kevin,
here.
Forget it, Kevin.
Jerry, with great respect and love, man, you put us there. You know what you're doing. We joke, and I know. And by the way, this is a general right here. We're sitting next to him. He doesn't take he wants to make sure you got to sell it. You got to go get it. We got to make money, and but we appreciate your heart in the radio putting us all together, boss. Thank you so much for that. We love you, man.
And by the way,
McCullough gave me the idea what to get you from Italy, and it's on its way from Torciano Winery. Okay.
He knows.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, boss. We appreciate it very, very much. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. David Limbaugh is going to join us and allow us. Thank you for allowing us to go within the family here, because it really was monumental and it was a beautiful thing. And when you go out and it's all so real. It's just so real when everybody came in and everybody got home, thank God, safe and sound. And what was your favorite part, Frankie Fibrosi, in all of Italy? Because you're like a historian. Marion, you're a man of the world. Aside from the booze, what was your
obviously all the history was great, and there was so many things to choose from. But honestly, seeing you be honored by the mayor of Prospera and all these Piscopos there in the shadow of a monument that had Piscopos that fought, you know, on the side of Italy during World War II, was something. I don't think that's a once in a lifetime experience. That it really did feel, for all of us, as if we were experiencing it through your eyes. That's really, really, that's unique. That's not something you could sign up for in a tour or do something like that. That's wild. I've never been a part of anything like that.
It was great to have you there, man. To have everybody in the family there. My mother kept saying, oh, you know, you should have had maybe some of the, like, my kids were on school. Joey is touring now, literally touring around the world. So, and Mom said, you should have, I said, Mom, she was so happy that I had this radio family with me, because I really felt when I stepped on that stage, the radio family was there. And when you see, and thank you, all the Piscopos that did die in the Second World War, and then to have
for Italy, right?
For Italy, yeah. That's right. And then to have my father, Captain Joseph P. Piscopo, you know, birth name of Pasquale Giuseppe, whose father was from Prato La Sera, fight in the United States Army Air Corps and free all those villages that the Nazis took over, and to be there on those streets was monumental for me, and just blessed to be able to share it with you who went with us. And Debbie, you were right there front and center. And
that was amazing.
And when the bus pulled up, And the mayor came out. It was and the mayor's mother was there. You see the mayor put his mom.
It was great. And all the pastries they all made for us. And
the homemade pastries. And I got to go back and do a show there. My cousin Gerardina said, oh, maybe you'll do a song next time. You do a song.
Oh,
I said, I would have sang there. I mean, they seemed to have, they had the video. They played a video.
The video of you. That was great, of highlights of your career. And, that was so wonderful.
It was just heartwarming. And just great to have you there, Debbie. And you were such a great ambassador. And I'm glad you and Joanne got home okay. Yeah. You flew home. And where'd you go through? Paris?
Munich, Germany, and I have to say I like the chairs they have, because they go back in the when you're waiting for it, because our plane was delayed 3 hours, and they actually have these chairs in the waiting area that go all the way back, and you can just go to sleep.
Really?
It's amazing. It's like they lean back.
Wow.
It's like a reclining chair.
No, just like JFK. Maybe not so much.
By the way, and Mimi, you mentioned Mimi and her cousin
great.
Camille.
Yeah.
Mimi is a doll. What a sweetheart.
Mildred,
she's
coming to the show on Saturday at the Rockville Center at the Madison Theater. Debbie, we love you. 921. Debbie's looking out for you on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, let's go to the Southern State West at 110. It's an accident eastbound LIE at 106.7. An accident there. Two lanes blocked here on the island. Watch for delays on the LIE westbound in Queens out by the Grand Central. That's a crash involving a tractor trailer and an SUV. Jackie Robinson westbound getting out toward Jamaica Ave, a collision. Over at the Brooklyn Bridge, inbound, it's an accident with injuries. Heading to the Hutch northbound, getting into 95, an accident over in the Bronx. And it's still stop and go for you as you head over to 78 eastbound, getting out toward exit 17. It's some construction going on there. 21 north at Monroe Street and Passaic, a crash reported. And traffic is moving slowly. 18 north at Paulus Boulevard into New Brunswick with an accident as well. And traffic is still moving slowly. 84 west out by the Taconic with an overturned tractor trailer. Partly cloudy today, high of 65. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder doesn't understand Senator Romney.
He hasn't said he should be impeached, but he's now said that he would be open to it depending upon the evidence when there's a trial in the Senate. And he is the first Republican senator who suggested, that depending upon the evidence, he may vote to convict and throw the president out of office. Mitt Romney is a very, very interesting guy to me.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7 on AM 970. The Answer.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. In my lab, I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. As a scientist, I know that Balance of Nature works.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 1230 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve. Steve Adubato.
Mom, I think this doll I found in the attic is cursed.
No, its eyes are just very lifelike.
Then why does its head keep spinning?
Be my friend forever.
Oh, that is scary.
You know what's really scary? Missing out on Geico's easy-to-use mobile app. You can manage your Geico policy whenever, wherever, wherever.
Let's play with another doll. Or we can just bury it deep in the ground.
Happy Geico-ween. Download the industry-leading Geico app today.
Joe on the radio. We're talking about balance of nature. Oh, it's time for my balance of nature. And I'm going to take my fruit balance of nature. Carried it with me all throughout Italy. I was meticulous in my balance of nature regimen. And I suggest you do the same. You'll get more energy. You'll feel better. Your focus will be better. You'll be able to do so much more because it's 100% whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables. That's all balance of nature is. It's natural food in a vegetarian capsule. When you take vitamins, they're made with synthetics. And I didn't know this, and I'm glad to be able to and hopefully enlighten you a little bit, thanks to Frankie Five Burrows, who told me all about it. You know, when you take vitamins, you eliminate it. It's synthetic, but balance of nature. When I tell you fruits and vegetables in capsule form, all natural. And once you start taking balance of nature, you're going to feel great. Again, a lot more energy. People say their skin looks better. I can't tell you an FDA claim. You know what I mean? I got to watch what I say. Goes, oh, this is because it's not a clinical study. The clinical study is me and Frank and Alan, Debbie, the morning team. We have been taking balance of nature almost a year now. You're going to love it. I feel the change in your life. Please experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. You know why? Because I love you. I care about you. Balance of Nature now offering this for you. 35% discount and free shipping. Boom! Mic drop on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This offer may end at any time, so please don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge, please. 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. Or go, please, to balanceofnature.com. And remember the discount code, The Answer.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
There's Bruce, Jersey boy. The Italian mother. That's right. Bruce never forgets his Italian roots. 927 with Joe on the radio. Marianne McKelvey, congratulations. She won an entire case of Michael's of Brooklyn sauce, and she's from New Jersey. Marianne, congratulations. The question was, what kind of cheese did I taste when I was in Italy? And it was ricotta cheese, or ricotta, as you say. So and it was homemade right there. It was Antico Castello, right there in Avellino. So congratulations, Marianne. But I have to tell you, too, when you go to Michael's of Brooklyn, hey, David, how are you, brother? Good to see you. Standing for you. Good to see you. Thank you. That's a nice surprise. You're coming in live. When you go to Michael's of Brooklyn, we're just talking about, you're going to get the food is exactly like it tastes in Italy. You know, so congratulations to Marianne. What an honor to see you, sir.
Wait,
you came in. Did Frankie bribe you to come
in
here?
Absolutely. But I insisted.
solicit from my end, too. I wanted to come speak.
David Limbaugh, round of applause for the man right here in person. We appreciate it. Everybody's here. Great to see you, man.
Too.
We're all, well, we're punchy. We're silly. And thank you for bringing some credibility to the program. Because we just came from Italy, you know, and we did a whole Perillo tour. Remember Perillo tour?
Yes.
We did it. We ripped it up. Frankie went with us the whole morning.
My wife and daughter went.
So when did they recently they went?
Yeah, this summer.
It's the best, right? The best, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, even a guy named Limbaugh.
Oh, it's awesome.
I mean, for the Italians.
Limbaughini.
it's so true. Great to have you. The book is Guilty by Reason of Insanity.
Yes.
How are you, first of all?
Great.
All good in your life
really
and everything?
Excellent.
Well, explain. I have Frankie Five Boroughs is the brain trust here.
Yeah.
So I have the David Limbaugh questions.
Yes.
With someone of your credentials, of your positive notoriety, come into the show, Frankie.
Yes.
Assists, but I have to ask you, man to man.
Are we on?
Biscopo de Limbaugh.
We're on the air.
Oh,
I didn't know because I didn't know. I started to cuss, but.
Yeah, we got,
can they see if I'm doing the rope and dope?
This show.
Okay.
I know Brother Rush wrote the book. We follow. we the radio book. We follow Sean. We know you're friends with Sean. We're so. This is the Salem flagship station, and anything goes on this program. But, you know, I support the president. You know, we support the country. We believe in one nation under God.
Yes.
There's a lot of us out there.
There are.
What, and when I step away, and I'm in Europe, and I look, you have that overview of America.
Yeah.
And I see the word impeachment thrown around. I'm embarrassed.
It is.
It's embarrassing.
Terrible. You know, the Democrats cannot accept the results of the 2016 election. And what scares me is if they convince enough knuckleheads to vote Trump out. Because they're not going to get him convicted. This is all a facade.
That's right. If
they win in 2020, the presidency and the two branches are the two chambers of the legislative branch. We are in serious trouble. And this book documents all the ways we're in trouble. I mean, every issue, abortion, immigration, gender and race insanity, capitalism, socialism, it's kind of a manual. Not that you asked, but it's kind of a manual to educate our side, give them ammo to go proselytize and evangelize the Utes who are really misguided.
Utes.
Are they not misguided, the Utes?
But, you know, you're right. The millennials.
On socialism,
no,
I mean.
It is. And, yeah. And they really want socialism and they want everything for free. Although the kid that works for me, Big Mike, he's 27. He's gonna be a cop. He's going to the academy in January.
Yeah.
I said after I came back to Wall Street, you know, and I went around, I ran some errands before we went and got some sleep, at least to do the show in the morning. And I said to Big Mike, thank God you're a millennial. And when I see somebody in the military or in law enforcement and they're in their 20s, I say thank you because there is hope. Madison, Jesse Otto, Kaylee McEnany, some of these.
They're great.
We have a kid named Jaden Horton who comes on the show.
Yeah.
Some of these young millennials are, I think there's hope, no?
Oh, totally think there's hope. Yeah,
you
that's what, in fact, if I didn't think so, I wouldn't have written this book, which is going to change the world. You know, this book will single-handedly change the world.
But
I'm kidding, folks out there, please.
No. Yeah. We, you know, our audience is so great.
Yeah.
And again, we just went on this trip together and they listen and they hear.
Yeah.
And David Limbaugh wrote this book, Guilty by Reason of Insanity. There are times where we watch television, where we listen to the radio. Some guest hosts come on the show when I'm away and people go, Joe, what are you doing? We just want to stay on track. And like I said, to capsulize it, we believe in what my parents believed in.
That's
what
right.
my grandparents believed
That's
in
right.
when they came from Italy.
Yeah,
one
Sinatra.
Nation.
That's what my parents believed in, Sinatra.
And who was more patriotic than the old man?
Oh, he was great, yeah.
One day, I come from a place called Hoboken, New Jersey.
Yes.
And he would say from the stage, Frank Sinatra, and I know you're probably just humoring me because you know how much I love the old man, but he would say.
No, I'm not.
As I travel around the world, he goes, I love coming back. And he said this in the Dominican Republic when he did that big concert.
Yeah.
And he says, when I travel the world, I go back to the best place on the earth, the United States of America.
Yeah, no, you got to love it. Even Democrats back in those days were patriotic. Sorry, Democrats today, but I don't see it.
Well, I see we have some. I'm afraid to mention them on the air because I will alienate them.
Yeah.
But in New Jersey, there are some what we call blue dog Democrats, which I was for 20 some odd years,
Yes.
Like a bunch, and they are not going to vote for this impeachment inquiry. God bless them for
that. God bless them.
The way Congressman Peter King, who was on earlier, when they took Bill Clinton to task, he didn't vote for that impeachment either.
Yeah.
But the difference was Bill Clinton maybe did something wrong. Don, I'm still trying to figure out, what did Donald J. Trump do wrong,
nothing.
David?
Nothing. And he talks in a way they don't like, and they hate him from the get-go. And he doesn't take their crap. And everybody else is rolled over. The squishy Republicans, the establishment, the deep state. Trump stands up, and he's implementing conservative policies even better than Reagan conservatives did, other than Reagan.
Yeah.
He is actually implementing, and these policies are lifting up minorities. Best unemployment numbers and best wage numbers from minorities and females. It's amazing what's going on. Standing up for America, it gives you goosebumps.
Yeah, it does.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, especially when he takes out Baghdadi like that. Yes. Boom, man.
Yes. You know what doesn't give me goosebumps? Is when the deep state Washington Nationals booed him. I didn't like that.
You know, I just told this story. I'm watching this from Italy, and I see a byline on CNN.com.
Yeah.
President booed. So I go, well, let me check this out. I go on YouTube, and I see the introduction of the President of the United States with Melania.
Mm-hmm.
There were cheers. I saw and heard
good.
No
okay.
boos. There was a little small contingent of lobbyists, lawyers, special interest people, lifers.
Don't you hate lawyers?
No, please. My father was a lawyer. Please.
Oh,
no, please.
I should have met him.
No, you're taking your education as a lawyer and doing the right thing.
Thank you.
And
thank
right, and you know, and everybody knows that about David Limbaugh, for crying out loud. And my pop did the same thing.
Yeah.
But these special interest people, there was a small group that booed him.
Yes.
And, of course, that's the one that goes viral.
It really is. Yeah.
Oh, God. They got to just settle down on that. So tell us about illegal immigration.
Yeah.
Well, what I've been saying, my grandparents came in here. They learned the language. They learned the laws. They wanted to be one thing, Americans.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I'm so patriotic, David.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Now they want to open the southern borders, the progressive socialists do, for votes. No?
That's exactly. And they don't believe, the far leftists don't even believe in the concept of a nation state. They want to surrender our decisions to international bodies like the UN because they're big leftists. And so they want to cynically get them all in here so they will vote Democrat because they've been convincing them that we're all racist, which is really an outrage. So what the left really does, in the name of harmony, they're balkanizing us. They don't want assimilation. You know how immigrants used to come in, and the naturalization process, and some of my relatives were judges, they said it's the most uplifting process because the immigrants, the applicants for citizenship, are so patriotic, so grateful, learning the civics lessons, and wanting to assimilate and become a part of this great nation, the greatest nation in the history of the world, and embrace its founding ideas, which are what are responsible for our liberty and prosperity.
David Limbaugh, the book is Guilty by Reason of Insanity. We're going to tweet this out. You have to check this out, and I know... You know, I respect you and love you so much for listening, that this is something that is a vital read. David Limbaugh is always a vital read. Explain, and David, please, and I know, Al, we got a break, but I want to stay with Mr. Limbaugh if we can. We respectfully so appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
The anti-Semitic rise in the United States House of Representatives.
Yes.
In the name of God, how did that happen?
Well, the left is anti-Israel. And by the way, I know that doesn't equate to anti-Semitism, but really it does because there's no reason they would be anti-Israel because there's no parity. There's no moral equivalence between what the Palestinians are doing and the Israelis who stand for liberty are doing. They just want their nation. They're not asking anybody else to be extinguished as a nation. The Palestinians and the rest of the extremists over there want the end of Israel. We're standing up. Israel's a great ally. You've got anti-Semitism running through the Democratic Party. The Women's March was run by anti-Semitic people. I don't know why even secular Jews in this country vote Democrat anymore. It's really amazing to me. Jews, God bless them, they're the chosen people. Jesus was a Jew. We Christians are completely supportive of Jews, and anti-Semitism is a curse.
Mm-hmm. Do you see the way Salem Media allows me to put the cross of Christ on my wall?
Isn't that great?
I tell you, look, I got two crosses on my wall. I have to thank Mr. Atzinger and Mr. Boyce and
Jerry
Crowley.
Oh, my gosh, he's awesome.
I'm allowed to say that, but I'm afraid to say it anywhere else.
I know.
You can't say, oh, thank God. Oh, God bless America. You know, but what's interesting is when I go out and I say it or I go do a personal appearance, a lot of people are so much. When we went on this, we've been talking about the tour to Italy. David, I'm telling you, so many of us are like-minded. There's so many millions of us. But please tell us how important it is to go out and vote, even because, like Big Al always tells us here, the 3 million people in New Jersey are registered to vote, but they do not vote. So New Jersey now is turning into what New York is and California is, that progressive socialism.
Yeah, yeah.
How important is it for 2020 to show
up? It's critical, and people need not lose heart because they hear the media echo chamber and the culture and academia bombarding them with the idea that political correctness and leftist extremist ideas are mainstream and they're popular. Truthfully, they're not. And when they're put to the test, people reject them. And people like you and I, we're embracing truth and reality. And fine, let them have their opinion. We don't shut them down. They want to shut us up. That ought to tell you. That's an acid test. Somebody wants to shut you up, they're up to no good.
Yeah.
We never try to suppress speech or thought. They do.
The brilliant David Limbaugh, guilty by reason of insanity. What other, before we let you go, Mr. Limbaugh, what other Bill of Rights are under attack, sir?
Oh, I mean, they're after our guns. They truly are against after the speech, our speech under the First Amendment. I think if they were in charge, I don't know that the Fourth Amendment would be secure anymore. They look at what they did with the FISA warrants. These people are totalitarians. So the right to cross-examination, look what they did to Kavanaugh. Now, I know that wasn't a formal judicial proceeding. The right to confront witnesses on the Sixth Amendment. See, you didn't even know. Right to trial by jury. You didn't even know that. You didn't prep me for this, and I just happened to know my amendments. They call me Mr. Amendment back home. I don't know why. No, they don't, but it sounded good.
And the only way to turn it around is to show up and vote.
By the way, cruel and unusual punishment, Amendment 8 of the Bill of Rights. If the Democrats win, that is cruel and unusual punishment on the country. We can't allow that. I could go into the 9th and 10th. States' rights. They want to destroy states' rights on the 10th. In fact, they always have. What's wrong with these people?
David Limbaugh fired up. The book is Guilty by Reason of Insanity. We are honored to have you here, sir.
I am more honored to meet you in person. I've always been a great admirer of yours.
Right back at you, David Limbaugh.
Thank you.
A love to the family, and thanks. And
you are such a sweetheart. Audience, this guy is such a genuine sweetheart. I've talked to him off the air. I love this guy. I'm not just saying that. I'm a flatterer, but I'm not flattering him. I'm telling the truth.
I love it,
David. I want Joe Frazier.
Oh, David Limbaugh. That's like better than Billy Crystal, then, Muhammad Ali. I love it. David Limbaugh, Guilty by Reason of Insanity. You got to check this book out. Thank you, sir. Great to have you with us, David. God bless. Hey, Big Al standing by 20 minutes before 10 o'clock. He's got the news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
61 degrees at 941. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Prices for a popular attraction at the American Dream Mall in the New Jersey Meadowlands are going up. Rates at the Nickelodeon Universe theme park are set to increase on November 15th. The current rates have been a special preview admission price, costing just under $40 for general access and around $50 for the all-access price. After the 15th, general access will be about $60 and all-access will rise to about $80. A portion of the Mega Mall opened its doors last week after more than a dozen years in the making. The New York City Council is voting today over whether to ban the serving of foie gras at high-end restaurants. It's considered a delicacy and consists of a pâté made from fattened goose or duck liver. Animal activists say it's prepared in an inhumane way, given that the birds are force-fed to obtain a fatty liver. Farmers and restaurant owners counter their animals are raised on local farms and treated much better than commercially raised chickens. If the ban passes, it could eliminate around 400 jobs and completely wipe out a cottage industry. In sports, Rangers spotted the Lightning a 1-0 lead but scored the next four goals in a 4-1 win at MSG. World Series Game 6 goes to the Nationals. They beat the Astros 7-2 in Houston. The home team has lost every game so far in the series. Game 7 set for tonight. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. We're still seeing delays this morning on 84 westbound approaching the Taconic. It's an accident involving an overturned tractor trailer. You'll be diverted right through the Stormville rest area. Expect delays this morning as you head to the inbound side of the Lincoln. It's still 25. Holland's still about 30 in from both approaches. GWB outbound upper level. It's construction going on till 2:30 this afternoon. 46 heading east at New Road in Parsippany. Watch for a car fire. Garden State Parkway north at 127, accident on the shoulder. 18 North Paulus Boulevard in New Brunswick, an accident there. It's busy at the Whitestone Bridge into Queens. Deegan southbound jammed up, getting down toward the RFK Bridge. Brooklyn Bridge inbound, a collision there. there. Jackie Robinson West at Jamaica Ave, a crash, and traffic moving slowly on the LIE West at the Grand Central with an accident just cleared away. Northern State East by the Meadowbrook, a spin out on the shoulder. Partly cloudy today, high in the 60s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by AP Book. For more than a year, the whole of Vermont was captivated by the hunt for a runaway golden retriever. Read Catching Murphy, the latest book from the Associated Press, available now exclusively at Amazon.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Only days left before we join you at 230 Park Avenue at 46th Street. That's Bobby Vanz for the next Dining Out Dialogues. Myself, Don Trump Jr., Kim Guilfoyle, A.J. Katzenmatidis, and many more. 212-867-5490 for reservations.
Tradeway is giving you the chance to break into the stock market and learn from industry professionals. Come to the Marriott Marquis in Times Square on November 15th and 16th, and for only $99.95, you can take advantage of all their experience and expertise. Call Tradeway at 877-907-TRADE or go to tradeway.com to register. That's 877-907-TRADE or tradeway.com. See you there.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, wherever the mission takes us, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for our nation, for us all. The few, the proud, the Marines.
Hey, Joe Piscopo, you know, before I left, I had such a great time with Mike Connors and Beth, his beautiful wife, and with Father Paul Balecki. Mike Connors is a great guy. And then we're doing, forgive me for riffing here, but I got to tell you why you should call 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500, and talk with Mike Connors and the lawyers over there. Bridget is there, and Kelly and Rose and Justin. Lisa will answer the phone. You will love Connors and Sullivan. When I went over there, and I go and I talk with Beth, and we go out, they are so grounded, so down to earth. They believe in what we believe in country. Their faith is strong. But what's more important for you to know is that Mike Connors knows more about estate planning than anyone on the planet. I'm telling you, I've been blessed to know Mike. I sat with Mike. With my life, look at my. Are you kidding me? With how many kids you got, Joe? You've been married how many times? Where's your money gonna go? I swear to goodness gracious, you never know. You can lock it up. I locked it up. My son, my consigliere son, he goes, "Come on, Dad, you got to go to Mike Connors. We got to fix it." We did it. It was painless. It was easy. And you could get a free initial consultation at Connors and Sullivan. And you can go to Manhattan. You can go to Brooklyn. You could go to Queens. You could go to Staten Island. Or you could call 718-238-6500. Connors and Sullivan. Free initial consultation. 718-238-6500. And don't forget, please, to listen to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors himself Sunday morning at 11 on AM 970 The Answer, or Saturday mornings at 8 on our sister station, AM 570 The Mission.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970 The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Joe Piscopo on the radio.
What? Joe Piscopo's on the radio?
Hey, we're here, and we are back from Italy, and here's a nice... Oh, look at this text from our guy. You meet people on the tour, on the Perillo tour, and we became family. And so I met this gentleman, Steve. He was in the Los Angeles Police Department. Thanks for telling the police picture story and mentioning me. My mother here in Bay Ridge was listening with me at the kitchen table, and her smile and reaction were priceless. Thank you for that, brother. Salute. It was great. So, yeah, the Italy Piscopo experience was much appreciated. We appreciate you being there, Steve, and to everybody else. And don't forget, this is weekend. If you're out in Long Island by Rockville Center, I will be at this beautiful theater, the Madison Theater,
And if you go to Jersey Joe Piscopo, you check it on Facebook, I put they put this beautiful, beautiful picture with not that I'm beautiful, just the layout of the picture was great. And I'll be with one of the great jazz artists of our time, a guy named John Colyani. John Colyani played with Lionel Hampton. He went out on tour with Lionel Hampton when he was 19 years old.
Wow.
How good is that? Lionel Hampton.
That's very impressive.
And then he was Mel Torme's music director. So I said, John, will you go out to Long Island with me and run the band, the orchestra? So we got the Piscopo Pops at the Madison Theater. It's Saturday night. And we're going to just have a blast and rip it up out there in Long Island. And we invite you to go. Some folks on the show already, some people there, they were videoing. They were saying we're coming to the show. So it's like this family that we formed, you know, and we're going to have to go back. So, and I have to tell you, I know we're going to break here with Debbie in a second. And I want to grab a phone call. The phone board is so lit up and I apologize for not getting there. But to everybody who went on this tour, we love you so much. You are family. And when you listen in the morning and we go over all the issues of the day, and as the week unfolds, you know, and we go into the weekend, we'll address these issues. It was great to hear from David Limbaugh. How great was David Limbaugh? A Guilty by Reason of Insanity. Read the book, and it'll make you feel sane. Because when you watch everything else that's happening, you feel like, what's happening down there in Washington? They've lost their soul. They've lost their mind. And indeed, they have on the progressive socialist side. Let me go to Charlie Finch before we break out, if I may. Charlie! He is the professor. Welcome, and I missed you, buddy. How you doing?
Great stuff, Joe. Commendation to Frank Morano for the New York Times endorsing his weighted vote proposal. That will get passed, and Joe Borelli will win as public advocate.
Whoa.
Big shout-out to CIA Director Gina Haspel for helping President Trump take down Baghdadi and these ISIS fighters.
Yeah.
She's protecting John Brennan. She could stop this impeachment thing in a moment. And do you realize, Joe, that President Zelensky of the Ukraine was a comedian who made a TV show about becoming president of Ukraine and then actually became a comedian who became president of Ukraine? Is that right up your alley, sir? Onward and forward.
Thank you, Charlie. Something to think about. I know. And the president of Ukraine always reminds me of Yakov Smirnoff. You know, he always seems a little bit. But he is. He's the president, man. And he's the guy that said the president didn't pressure me. And that should be the end of this whole impeachment hoax and this impeachment ridiculous quote-unquote inquiry. Hey, it's 10 minutes before 10 o'clock. Debbie, I'll tell you, you got back. You are the road warrior. I'm telling you. You just had you were out there. You were partying. We had fun. We saw all
so
the.
Much fun.
Tell me before. I know we're under the gun.
Yeah,
Lorenzo on the gondola.
You know what? You know, Lorenzo and I just decided to go for the gondola ride together.
Oh,
it was so beautiful.
What was the gondola's guy's name? The gondolier. What was his name?
I forget. I was just concentrating on Lorenzo.
But we
had such a great time. And then the gondola in front of us, Frank Volpe and Liz, they were on the gondola. They had the guy singing, you know, on that. So we had all the music, and it was amazing, you know. It was just such a... I have to send you a video of that. You won't believe how beautiful that ride was, that gondola ride.
You know what? I went to St. Mark's Church,
and I got so taken aback.
And then again, and I went up to the top of St. Mark's, where you have to climb.
Basilica, right?
A basilica. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Yeah, church is. You're right. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Frank. But my knee is, as we speak, is killing me. I know I overworked, but I had to go up there and feel the vibe, and then overlooking St. Mark's like that.
Right.
You and me in a gondola next time. When we go back.
The music was amazing. Chavanenza. It was amazing. I'm still singing. I had such a great time.
You were the best.
Thank you, Joe Piscopo.
So many people are happy. You just being there. Debbie Duhaime, we love you. Debbie's looking out for you. Gondolas, no. Cars, yeah. Maybe in New York. 9:52. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970. The answer. Thanks, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. Let's go to the Northern State East at the Meadowbrook. It's an accident on the shoulder. We're seeing delays LIE East at 106.7, but they just wrapped up an accident there. It's bumper to bumper as you head to the northbound New England Thruway, getting up toward the Hutch. Expect delays as well. Brooklyn Bridge inbound, an accident with injuries reported there. That's causing delays on the BQE in both directions around the Brooklyn Bridge. Still busy on the Staten Island Expressway East right into the Verrazano, and 46 East at New Road in Parsippany. A car fire to deal with.
with. Inbound GWB looks okay. Lincoln 20. Holland still 20 to 25 in from both approaches. Garden State Parkway North at 127. A collision there. 18 North and New Brunswick, an accident. 84 West approaching the Taconic, an overturned tractor trailer. And over on 9A southbound into Greenburg, watch for a collision there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the Smart Way to Buy. .com. That's the Smart Way to Buy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable. Every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Areas of dense fog for a while this morning. Otherwise, it'll be overcast, damp, and mild today with a little drizzle at times and a high of 66. Cloudy, damp, and mild tonight. Look for some drizzle early and some rain late, low 62. Cloudy, becoming breezy tomorrow, warmer and more humid, rain at times, high 71. Rain will be heavy at times for a while tomorrow night. Then Friday will turn out mostly sunny, blustery, and much cooler, high 59. AM 970, The Answer.
These guys, I love these guys. Frankie.
Come on, for him, it's, you know, it's whatever.
You put the limoncello in your coffee.
No, it's just a coffee cup.
Holy Frankie. Oh, but let me tell you, it's 5 minutes before 10, and Mike Gallagher is coming up at 10:05. You don't want to miss Mike. But if you're planning a wedding or an engagement party, a corporate event or holiday party, a bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be so impressed. We do it. We love it. We do the schmooze cruise. Let Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event. Fran has beautiful vessels in her fleet. They can accommodate, I smell limoncello in the studio, from 2 to over 1,000.
Thank you, Robert Off, by the way.
Guests can board at convenient locations throughout the metropolitan area. Private yacht not in your budget? How about a private deck charter? Fran's yachts are fully insured, Coast Guard certified. FransTouchAClass.com. Oh, we love FransTouchAClass.com. See the range of yachts in her fleet, and then give her a call. Fran will fill you in on all the options, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you details of all the services provided. Talk to Fran today about adding that extra touch of class to your event, please. She's, what a great gal. Call Fran, please, 212-385-9400. 212-385-9400 or franstouchofclass.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's a Jersey Joe on the radio. I wanted to say happy birthday to my nephew, Brian. What a good kid. What a great kid. My sister, Carol's beautiful son. Brian, we love you. We thank you so much. Take such care and love for his grandmother. And proud to have you part of the family, Brian. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Brian. And I have to say to Debbie Duhaime and to Frankie Five Boroughs. You know, we're out there, and I take this radio journey very, very seriously. When they say you're going to be on the flagship station of Salem Media, one of the most respected media companies in the country, to me, the only media company really making any sense, with Mr. Atzinger and David Santrella, David Spady, and Phil Boyce, certainly, and Jerry Crowley running this station in WMCA, I take it with great pride to come before this microphone. So when we break down the news and we try to make make sense of what's happening, and when you and I look at it, and it looks so bizarre out there, when you look in the political landscape, and then you and I just believe in one nation under God, in God we trust, we believe in the United States of America, we believe you learn the language, you learn the laws, you want to become an American, like my grandfather Rosario did. You know, that's all we're asking. So we appreciate it. And then when I'm put here in this position, behind this microphone, with great respect and with love for you, I sit and I find Frankie Five Boroughs Morano, I see Al Gattulo and Debbie Duhame, and on this morning team, we love you guys. And Frankie, great to be with you in Italy. Thanks for a great trip. Make it a great day. You deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
61 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. City council members could vote today on a bill that would ban horse-drawn carriages from operating in Central Park during summer heat waves. The bill would force hansom carriage drivers to keep their horses in their stables whenever the air temperature or heat index reaches 90 degrees or higher. It also sets requirements for all handlers to keep the horses cool and comfortable in extreme heat. A marine expert says the whale that washed up on shore at Island Beach State Park Sunday suffered quite a bit. He says the whale had the most cuts he's ever seen. His office performed the necropsy, revealing the whale had been sliced 19 inches deep by a propeller on a freighter vessel, the humpback, one of four dead marine mammals at the shore over the weekend.